الحمد لله.
So my name is Jenny Moland Aytipdedi. I am a Canadian living in Istanbul, Turkey. I converted to Islam in 2006, and I've been living in Istanbul for the last 10 years. So I grew up as a Protestant Christian. My family was quite active within the church. I mean, we went to church every week. Religion was a part of our home. It was certainly a part of our upbringing. Our family, like, we did, I mean, there was family camps, and my parents were a part of, like, family groups and whatnot. I was very, very active within youth groups. When I was a teenager, I became a camp counselor every summer at a youth camp. And then later part of a worship team. So I was it was a very significant part of my life. Especially within my teenage years. I mean, I was always a very, very, like, happy Christian child, teen, I would say. And then kind of in my university years, so once I graduated high school at 18, I moved away right away. And I went to college and university in a couple different cities. And then there was a few personal things that happened within our family. And then just also, I think, that time of self-discovery that happens often for, like, you know, 20-year-old people, like, there's just kind of this discovery when you leave the nest. And I started to kind of expand my horizons, so to speak, and move away from Christianity and faith. And then I was also just exposed to a lot of different walks of life, and I got really interested in kind of like First Nations spirituality, I would say. And I mean, I would say at that point, I still had a belief in God, but I wasn't practicing anything. And I was very much in tune with, like, the idea that everything had a spirit, or everything, like the idea of Mother Earth, and these kinds of, just experimenting with different kind of belief systems. And then when I was in university, my grandfather was in a car accident. My grandparents were in a car accident, and my grandfather died. And that, yeah, it just, there was this moment where I was just dealing with the grief and the loss, and I just had this thought of, like, I think I'll go back to the church, and I think I'll try and kind of re-find faith and kind of reconnect with my faith, because my grandparents were fairly spiritual, my grandfather was fairly spiritual, maybe that was part of it, I don't know. so I made that decision, and at the time at university I was volunteering in a program, and so I ended up missing some school to be with my family and at the funeral and whatnot. And I received an email, and it was from one of the people in the program I was volunteering in, and it happened to be Muslim. And for some reason, you know, like, now I'm just like, of course, by the grace of Allah, you know, I just met, the question was posed to me, how are you dealing with your grief? And I said, I think I'm going to go back to church. And then when I returned to university, it opened up a conversation about faith. And I had zero intention of changing my faith. I wasn't looking for anything. As I said, I wanted to go back to the church. But it led to this discussion about the similarities between Christianity and Islam. And I just remember being mind blown about the fact that our prophets were the same, and so many of the stories were the same, like what I had learned growing up. And I remember just being so shocked, because I was like, why do I not know any of this? And how could this possibly be so? And I was training to become a sign language interpreter. And as an interpreter, because you can be put into any situation, it's really important that you have world knowledge about as much as you possibly can, because context helps with interpretation. So I made the decision right then. I was just like, okay, well, I need to read a little bit about this religion. What if I ever have to interpret in this kind of situation? So I started to learn about Islam for the sake of just expanding my knowledge in case one day I might be interpreting in this situation, and just to become a better person, to know something, because I just felt so, I guess, really ignorant about the idea of Muslims and Islam. And so I just started to read. And then what happened is, as I started to read and research, the more I began to learn about Islam, the more I started to realize that I had problems with Christianity, and almost felt cheated at points, because some of the knowledge, some of the history, and not from a Muslim perspective, but really from a Christian perspective, I felt like I'd never learned. And so it just continued to lead to asking more questions and meeting more people and seeking more knowledge. So long answer, but I had zero intention of changing my faith, and it was just kind of this path that, you know, I was pulled towards. So I became Muslim on May 14th of 2006. My grandfather was in the car accident over the Christmas holidays in the same, well, I guess it would have been end of 2006, end of 2005, beginning of 2006. He was in the hospital at that time, and that's kind of when I started to, in the winter of that year, like January, February, I started to look into Islam. So a few months later, I gave my shahada, and it was at, it was kind of a, you know, as I said, there was this searching process, and I ended up meeting different Muslims along the way, and different like moments of seeking and just breaking down, realizing that like my old faith didn't make sense, and I was searching and realizing there was truth within Islam. But there was a conference put on by the Muslim Student Association at my university, and there was a da'i, like somebody who speaks about Islam, basically, who had come to our university from England. He was also a convert. And I sat with him basically for the whole evening on the Friday night, the first day of the conference, and kind of unloaded every question that I had. And I just come from a different, like, I just talked to the priest, like, not the priest, the chaplain at our university, and started to express some of my frustrations and ask similar questions to this Christian chaplain, and, you know, and say, like, if I don't get answers, I'm probably going to change my faith. And this chaplain was like, you just have to believe, that's what faith is. And just feeling shattered that, like, I'm telling you, I'm going to leave my faith, and this is all you can say is just believe. And then asking those same questions to this individual at this conference, and having my questions answered, but also not from a Muslim standpoint. Again, he just used the history books, and he was kind of an expert in comparative religion. And I just remember just sitting there in awe, like feeling like, okay, this makes sense. This is what I was searching for. So yeah, he wanted me to, at the end of the Friday night, he was just like, you know, do you believe that, like, in Allah? And I was like, yeah, I've never had problems with the belief in, like, God, and that's fine with me. And he's like, well, do you believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his, like, the final messenger, and that Jesus, may Allah be pleased with him, is just a prophet? And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And he's like, okay, well, you know, like, go take your ablutions, and, like, let's give you shahada. And I was like, no, like, that's too soon, I can't. And anyway, and so we continued the conversation, and I made the decision that, like, if I felt the same at the end of the weekend, at the end of this conference, I would give shahada. But at that moment, I wasn't ready, which is what happened. So on the Sunday when the conference was ending, I got up and gave my shahada in front of everybody.
That's amazing. Yeah. So how did your parents react when you told them?
So funny to me that it still, like, feels so raw. So I didn't tell my family initially, actually. And, like, my parents had ideas that my mom at least had an idea that I was kind of looking into Islam. We didn't live in the same city. And she had seen me reading a book one time. But we never really had a discussion. And then after I became Muslim, I decided I wasn't going to tell my family right away, because I really wanted to... I wanted to, like, be strong in my faith and strong in my resolve and be able to, like, have those conversations with other people before I took it to my family, because I knew that would be a really difficult conversation. And I put hijab on the day that I became Muslim. So the people that were close by to me, of course, they obviously saw and understood something had changed. But because my family lived in a different city, I was able to kind of keep it from them at first. And so I gave it... I can't even remember how long it was, maybe a week or two or three, I'm not sure. And then I phoned and I talked to them. And on the phone, I mean, the conversation went okay. Like, obviously they were surprised and they expressed some concern. My mom, she was fairly open from day one in terms of what her concerns were. She was basically convinced I was going to live out the whole plot of the movie Not Without My Daughter, the Sally Fields movie, where, like, a woman gets moves to a Muslim country and gets locked in a room and never sees their kids. That was my mom's concern. And my dad really didn't say much on the phone, and then we basically hung up the phone and he sent me a, oh, I don't know, probably like 20-page email, or sorry, not email, mail, letter in the mail. And it was basically from the first website he saw that talked about why Islam was wrong, and printed out the whole thing and wrote me a letter, and then just told me that, like, that I was entering into a religion of terrorism and hatred and, like, any negative thing, any negative argument you could possibly hear. Like, that was my dad's response at first. And eventually, of course, we had different conversations afterwards. My brother didn't hear from me, actually. There was somebody else who was in the community and heard that I had become Muslim and took it upon themselves to phone my brother. So that was really difficult. My brother has always been my biggest supporter. And so he was gracious and lovely and supportive of whatever I chose to do, and has always taken that position. And he has always just shown me love. So that was, you know, it could have ended really badly, especially because he didn't hear from me. But it didn't. So anyway, so I'm really always so grateful for him. And then my mom, I mean, my mom has really tried to learn, I think, and to try and support and embrace. It always hasn't been easy, which I totally, like, respect, and but she's definitely made the effort. With my dad, it took a way longer time. There was many, many years and many conversations and times that we didn't see eye to eye, like lots of challenges. But now, now that it's been almost 15 years, things are much, much better. And I think he sees, like, it wasn't just a stage, and I'm very, very happy. And I hope in some ways he sees that I'm a better daughter. I would really hope that he sees that. It's been a process. Like, I mean, I don't think my, as far as in terms of different convert stories, I don't think mine is that exceptional, honestly, but it is my story. And I think that one of the things that is really unique about this is that we all have our own journey and we all find our own way. And it just goes to show that this is a way for every person, right? Everybody has their different path. And Allah is waiting. And I just think that, it just takes that first step. So anyway, I hope it's been enjoyable or interesting. As I said, I don't think it's that exciting, but this is my story, and thank you all for watching. So.